At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
You know, sometimes the insanity plea works. Others, it does not at all. We're going to be talking about a Texas mom found guilty of murdering her two children. And it took less than an hour for the jury to find Madison McDonald guilty on two counts of capital murder in the deaths of her daughters. And it brings up an interesting kind of question. It's something I've been talking about in the Daybell case quite a bit, because there is no insanity plea in Idaho. Does it really matter what the hell they were thinking? And not guilty by reason of insanity? If you killed, and it does technically matter by state, but I mean, as human beings, whether you're insane or not, you did the crime. If we know you did the crime and you just said, I'm insane, or they can prove that you were mentally insane, yeah, you're still going to go away. You still should be going away. It's right. I don't ever agree with the, well, let's get them rehabilitation until they're mentally back, and then we can release them, because that's what it is in some states. In others, in Idaho, actually, it is, even if you are, if there's some sort of ruling or sentence, the sentence could actually be, we're going to commit you to a hospital until you are mentally okay, but then you're going to prison, or you're going to stay in this facility for the rest of your life. It's no, well, now you got better. Now you're free to go and, you know, run the streets. So it's interesting. At the end of the day, does it really matter what the hell someone's thinking, or what they're going to, you know, claim they were thinking?
That's a really good point. This story just, it's hard for me to even talk about it. I can't imagine what was going on in this woman's mind.
I'm waiting for people to stop being shocked that mothers kill children.
I know.
Because it happens all the time. It's like, oh my God, how can a mother kill her? Like, look at the news. Like, there's too many of them to even report on. There's just far too many. I see them every day in the headlines. And when I'm determining what stories to talk about or follow, it's every day. There's an epidemic of it. Or it's always been going on and we're just hearing about it far more.
It might be that we're hearing about it a little bit more than typically. I mean, but the place I'm coming from is, you're supposed to have this bond with your children, and any creature that you're taking care of. And I speak from an experience of, I've never been a mother. Mm-hmm. I have pets. I would never harm my pets. And that maternal instinct, even though it's not the same necessarily with an animal, I can't imagine doing anything that would hurt my pets. So to translate that over to a human, I can't fathom ever feeling like it's okay in some way to kill your child.
Now, I mean, some women just do not have a maternal instinct, and I don't know why. I mean, and you know, some men don't have a paternal instinct either. It's just missing in some people. Sometimes I think it's because of conditioning, probably something that was not present in your own upbringing, so you didn't get that instinct. But there is something in us as well that is supposed to be there. Some people are lacking it. That is without a freaking doubt. I've seen it in my own world with certain people, and it's spooky to say the least. But I understand how you have that bond with your cats. I mean, I know you breastfed them as kittens. So I knew you got that.
But here's the thing. I love them enough that I have sacrificed myself in certain ways.
Yeah.
And I know you're going to take that and run with it. But like when they're sick, you know, I've sacrificed my own sleep, my money.
The neighbor's children, the cats were like, they had a little thing where they were wearing the weird hats and stuff and lighting candles at night. And they're saying, Stacy, you must sacrifice the neighbor's children. And then I know that happened. You know, shortly after the breastfeeding ended. So maybe they were a little bit, you know, they missed it. But yeah, I mean, you sacrifice for your cats. Totally get it.
You're such a, you're a dork. But you just, when you feel love toward another creature, whether, you know, you could say that it doesn't necessarily even have to be a child that you held in your womb. It could be a child that you adopted. If you have that maternal instinct, you would never harm them. Doesn't mean you can't get really effing pissed off when they do something stupid and you say, oh my God, I was so mad I could kill you, but you never would.
Yeah. I mean, where it comes to abandoning your children, murdering your children. Yeah, that's where it's spooky, where one is able to just do that and then kind of compartmentalize life and continue on as if nothing happened, as if these people weren't part of your life or they weren't your children. That is, there's something broken in an individual like that. And I don't know if there's really a way to bring that sort of thing back. I just think it's how some people are. It's just how our DNA is, and some have that and some don't. And I'm sure we could find some sort of thing at some point in the future where they're able to, you know, look at those the DNA and the traits and everything that goes along with it to say, yeah, well, this person is clearly missing that, whatever it may be.
But I think it's really horrible to kill another individual. It takes it up another notch, in my opinion, actually kill your own child.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's insane. I mean, it goes against every instinct that human beings have. Mm-hmm. The Texas jury found Madison McDonald, who's 30, guilty of murdering her two daughters. Her defense claims she was insane at the time of the gruesome killings. It took less than 1 hour for the jurors to return with a unanimous guilty verdict on two counts of capital murder. Police said McDonald suffocated her children, Archer Hammond, who is 6, and Lillian Mae McDonald, 1, to death. After the murders, she went to the lobby of the Irving Police Department to call 911. She went to the lobby of the police department to call 911. Authorities determined that she also gave the children a sedative mixture. According to the police affidavit, when McDonald called 911, she calmly reported that she had killed her girls. When an officer arrived in the lobby, McDonald said that her kids were being abused and that she would do anything to protect her children, including eliminating them. So this is something where in her mind, something is very broken. This is a mental disorder that said to her, this is a better thing than for them to be abused. Get them out of that situation would be better. But no, for her, it was eliminating them. Lori Vallow Daybell, I think it's a similar type situation. I think, you know, kids are acting up in her mind. They're demons. They are demons, and we got to eliminate them, and we'll be together on the other side. But officers immediately responded to McDonald's home after forcing the door open with the help of the Irving Fire Department. They found two children dead inside the apartment. Madison McDonald apparently had an irrational fear that people were trying to kidnap her children and sell them into sex slavery. Too much Dateline will do that to you.
Oh,
according to testimony at the trial, jurors had to decide whether she knew at the time that what she did was wrong. Julie Kidd, the defendant's mother, testified in court that the defendant had bipolar and schizophrenia diagnoses. And that's a scary thing with people, because you can still be in possession of your children. I mean, if you can get those things under control through medication and such, I agree, you can have your kids. But if it's not under control, which it clearly wasn't here, who's to check you? Where's the checkbox to make sure you're doing your part? Defense lawyers said McDonald suffered from several mental health disorders and was not aware that she was doing wrong at the time. Testimony at the trial was very emotional when the children's father took the stand. When Archer's father, Tim Hammond, took the stand, he said, I remember the time I got a call very early Monday morning from her mother telling me that she'd killed the girls. He told jurors he believed she was a good mom and never worried about Archer's safety while he was with her. He testified that after McDonald was involuntarily hospitalized to receive treatment for her mental health struggles, he began to notice that she was becoming more paranoid and claimed that the girls were being abused. Those claims were never substantiated by the police and Child Protective Services. Christopher McDonald, Lillian's father, told jurors that when the pandemic hit, his relationship with his child's mother was strained as she acted more delusional. I was accused of sexually assaulting her in the middle of the night, crawling through the ceiling or something, said McDonald. She was making accusations against her mom, Archer's dad, lots of stuff. She received an automatic life sentence.
Wow.
So.
All within an hour.
Yeah. All within an hour. And I think correct verdict there. Probably killing her, death penalty would not be appropriate. I think it is wrong and inhumane to kill someone who is mentally not right and not there. And she probably did do this in a state of insanity or whatever you want to call it, where she was not mentally right. She probably did not sit there plotting out her murder of her children. But the paranoia, the disorder, the personality disorder, the mental illness that she was suffering from caused her to do, I mean, such a horrible thing. And she'll live with it for the rest of her life. I mean, if she is back in a state of sanity, that's got to be horrible. I can't imagine coming to that grips with that reality of what you did in a state that you probably don't even remember.
Yeah, and it cannot be undone. No. It's a permanent scar in her brain and her life forever.
No, that's just a horrible story, but I guess her not being involved in a cult is a plus.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
I understand mental illness far more than the cults, but usually the two go hand in hand as well. So, hey, if you like the show and you want to weigh in on any of the stories that we are following for you, you can call in at 888-5KILLER, 888-554-5537 to weigh in on anything. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.